So before we went to break, I asked you to think about that iconic picture of the astronaut on the moon where everything was reflected in his gold-tinted visor. So there's a reason there's gold tinting that visor.
But let's hear about that reason from our guest.
Yeah. So we're joined now by members of the company Lee Aerospace, including Jim Lee, president and founder. Hi, Jim. Welcome.
Hello.
And Ellie Luna, who is the chief inspector for the products that we're going to be talking about today. Hi, Ellie.
Hello.
So there is a real interesting piece of technology that's come out of NASA that you are bringing to market for certain biz jets. Talk about that.
Yeah, well, what it is our metallic coating that we produce inside, in between the laminates. And what we found with NIAR in Wichita, it has a 62% reduction of the IR actually coming through the windows. And as a pilot myself, Ellie is too, you know, you're sitting up there, you're going on long, you feel it on your forearms, you
sure.
feel it on the side of your face. And, you know, one day we just thought, you know, let's see what this would be like in an aircraft in the windows. So we ran some tests.
And so what's the this that you're putting in the windows?
It's a metallic coating similar to the gold that you're mentioning.
Mm-hmm.
And in the cockpits, you got to be aware that it needs to be a minimum of 70% minimum on the light transmission. So we paid attention to that. And we came up with a series of windows that greatly reduces the temperature in the cockpit.
And it's also for cabin use, is that right?
Yes, for cabin windows as well as the cockpit windows. And I'm really proud to say recently the Cirrus Jet, a very innovative company, just won the Collier Award, which some of their competitors this year, I think, were the F-35, the MAX, Boeing MAX. You'd have to confirm that with Cirrus, but anyway, they won for the innovative technology of a single-engine jet having a parachute system, but we're proud to them to you know, think forward. And we started out 50-50, clear windows and gold windows in our jets. And nowadays, 100% of their customers are requesting the cool view windows.
So I'm curious, you must have, when you were talking about going into the higher altitudes with some of these aircraft, were you testing them up to a specific altitude? So what are there altitude limits on this technology?
No, there's no, as you mentioned, it went to space back in the day. So there's no altitude. The window itself has to handle a certain pressure differential. So whatever the aircraft jets, we do have it available on the Hawker 800s. So we can go up in the 40s, 40,000 foot levels, no problem.
So this is all, is it retrofit as well as new installation?
Both retrofit and new, and I think more OEMs will catch on to this as we move forward.
It becomes an option then when you're ordering?
Right. Okay. That's how it started at Cirrus. You go over there now, Pat, the president, all their marketing guys are saying, hey, we don't need any more clear ones. Just ship the clear view windows.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, pretty yeah. nice.
There's a seems like a delicate trick to try to balance here between light transmission and protection.
Yes, we can actually go down to where there's only 25 or 30% light transmitting, but the gold reflectivity gets a little high, and then plus it won't work for the cockpit. So we've figured that a 70% light transmitting works good across the entire aircraft, including the cabin windows.
Yeah. And Ellie, what does a chief inspector do? It sounds like you could be very busy with many, many facets.
I do. I take care of all the technicians. We have about 12 technicians throughout the United States, and all they do is window repairs and installations, so they travel around the world doing all that type of stuff.
So you come in during that work or after the work? Or
no, I'm kind of in the office, mm-hmm. just kind of taking care of them, make sure they have everything they need, that parts, manuals, everything is correct.
Yeah, we're also a repair station, so
yes.
She's the chief inspector within our repair manual organization as well.
Correct.
So again, what are the aircraft that this window technology, this cool view technology is available on now?
Any window at this time that's laminated, we can apply the cool view technology. I do have Joel, our director of engineering, over with us, and he works very, very hard on the PMA STC aspect, adding windows as we go. I personally, he and I flew a 441 up here. We landed in Appleton, a little easier than landing here in Oshkosh.
Yep. No kidding.
And I'm, you know, feeling the heat on my arms. I'm really looking forward to saying, hey, Joel, let's figure out how to get this baby on the 441. So we'll be working on one aircraft at a time.
And what about bird strike implications?
Bird strike, it has no effect. We're actually working on bird strike now. In late August, we will be doing a bird strike in Texas. Is it Southwest Technologies? Yeah, Southwest Technology. They have a bird strike facility down there. And we're actually going to incorporate a glass face heated cool view window. We've already ran tests. It's passed already, but now we're going to go do it with the FAA present.
So you heat the window when you do the test?
Yes. Yeah. You cool it or heat, depending on the requirements that the FAA wants the test ran at.
No, I'm just thinking about what happens to the surface temperature of glass at 400 knots and 30,000 feet. I mean,
it's cold. At 30,000 feet, you're dealing with -30, 40 degrees C. So a lot of times when you'll do bird strikes, they'll have you run it cold. But usually the birds are between, sea level and 10,000 feet, so you'll deal with a temperature somewhere around 60 degrees. Here again, it's whatever they determine the requirements they want you to do.
In the aircraft I fly, Mike, we always have our windshield heat on, and some people think, well, it must be for anti-ice protection, but that's not really the whole reason. The main reason is keep it soft, keep it pliable, and for bird strikes.
Precisely. Yeah. And instead of a -30, that's why they might pick a 40 to 60 degree range, because your dispatch is required to have that heat on.
That's right.
That's right.
So is there an application here for this technology in other kinds of aircraft windows? I mean, most of us fly inexpensive or, relatively less expensive GA aircraft that don't have that kind of sophisticated window treatment.
There are some acrylics out there on the monolithic side manufactured by, I'm trying to think. El Piero has some heat-resistant window in the monolithic side. So if you have a 172 or a 182 or something like that, they should be able to provide you one that has some type of acrylic that might be able to keep some heat out.
Is it the sort of thing that's put on the window after it's made, or is it part of the batch?
It's part of the monomer. It's a different technology than we use, but here again, on a laminate, you need to use the technology that we have, and it keeps the window cool and basically just resists the IR coming through versus absorbing the heat. Yep. The other stuff kind of absorbs the heat and gets the acrylic hot, and we really can't use that.
And Ellie, have there been international installations and repair where this has gone to other countries?
Yeah, so we've done installations in Australia, Dubai, through Mexico, just all over the place.
Are there regulatory issues to deal with as you go to other countries?
No, everything is done through the FAA, and it just works out pretty good that way.
And EASA.
That must be a relief.
Part of Europe as well. So.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, so basically we started out manufacturing 737 windows back in 1988, 2,200 a month we used to deliver, and we just progressed from there into biz jets, laminated windows, and now heated forward window transparency. And we're proud to have this cool view available for our customers out there.
For people at EAA this week, where can they see it?
We're in Bravo Building.
Okay.
Lee Aerospace.
Booth 2128.
Booth 2128.
Well, thanks for that, that piece of information so that we can find you. We're talking with Jim Lee and with Ellie Luna, President and Chief Inspector from Lee Aerospace, about cool view technology, reducing cabin heat, blocking infrared rays. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.